This is a CJASIN podcast, and I am Dr. Evelyn Kelly on behalf of Brigham and Women's Hospital. I am here with Dr. Malika Mendu, and we are excited to speak about our work entitled A Control Study of Decision-Making Algorithms for Kidney Replacement Therapy Initiation in Acute Kidney Injury. Acute kidney injury requiring kidney replacement therapy is associated with high mortality and utilization. We evaluated the use of an AKI Standardized Clinical Assessment and Management Plan, or SCAMP, on patient outcomes including mortality, hospital and ICU length of stay. A SCAMP is a decision-making algorithm that provides recommendations about optimal indications for initiating kidney replacement therapy in the setting of AKI. We implemented a control design in which use of the AKI SCAMP was alternated with a sham control form, which included only questions related to estimated risk of mortality and futility. The primary outcome was risk of inpatient mortality. Pre-specified secondary outcomes included 30-day mortality, 60-day mortality, and hospital and ICU length of stay. Generalized estimation equations were used to estimate the impact of the AKI SCAMP on mortality and length of stay. We also broadened our study population to include all of the ICUs at Brigham and Women's Hospital in order to assess the utility of the AKI SCAMP in a broader ICU population. Malika, can you take us through the results of our control study, please?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. There were 122 patients in our AKI SCAMP group and 102 patients in the control group. We found there were no significant differences in our primary outcome of inpatient mortality associated with AKI SCAMP use. AKI SCAMP use was, however, associated with both a shorter ICU length of stay and hospital length of stay. Patients in the AKI SCAMP group were also less likely to receive kidney replacement therapy in the context of physician-perceived treatment futility than those in the control group. Evie, what do these results mean for the use of the SCAMP in the management of AKI in the ICU?
Well, the risk of mortality and length of stay associated with AKI remains high, with few interventions to date that have been shown to impact on these outcomes for patients with AKI requiring kidney replacement therapy. Similarly, our study shows that timing of kidney replacement therapy initiation may not impact mortality, but suggests a standardization of kidney replacement therapy initiation may impact other outcomes like length of stay. The shorter length of stay observed in the SCAMP cohort is likely impacted by a significantly higher rate of kidney replacement therapy use in the control group for those in whom kidney replacement therapy was thought to be futile. Use of the SCAMP may therefore encourage standardization of decision-making related to kidney replacement therapy initiation despite treatment futility, which can affect healthcare utilization, including length of stay.
So I'll wrap up. In conclusion, use of an AKI SCAMP, clinical decision support tool for assessment and management of AKI requiring kidney replacement therapy, did not impact inpatient mortality, but was associated with shorter ICU and hospital length of stay and lower kidney replacement therapy use in cases of physician-perceived treatment futility. Thank you to CJASIN Podcast for having us and for highlighting our work.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.